home, collapsed on the sofa with a very small nightcap, which I'm really feeling like I need right now. The dog is sighing at my feet and I am stretching out for a moment before heading to bed. It's been an epic journey back from London, thanks to Capital Connect, First Capital Connect, whatever they're called. I think it's the first time I've ever taken that particular train service. And I'd much rather do anything else, almost cycle between Huntingdonshire and London, than take that train service again. But it's not all bad, I suppose. It's not all bad because I'm home and some people are still struggling to get to their destinations. I really feel for the people who are changing in Peterborough to then go on to places like Hull, of which there were a number. One girl sat next to me, young French student, I believe. I don't know if she's visiting here or staying here for a period of time, but whereas I knew I didn't have that much further, between random stoppages that seemed to be happening, she had an awful long way to go, and at one point she just burst into tears because although the driver in his angst and frustration was quite candid and honest with the passengers and actually made people feel better when they could hear his own frustration about how some people couldn't organise anything and it was three trains backed up behind roadworks which had been done at the weekend, and that's why we were stationary for an hour at one point. And start, stop, start, stop. So I tried to pass on as much information I could to the girl, because I think if you've got the information then you feel a little bit more at ease. I only speak a few words of French, but they definitely helped. Then I'm talking to another passenger who's worried about their connection, so take the iPhone out, and they're kind of looking at it like it's some weird thing. And I'm checking train apps, and it's talking about the works, and I'm looking at connections, and one train I saw that this person had to get was around 12 o'clock, and it wouldn't get them to their destination in the north of England till 8 a.m. I thought that must be a night train, but I don't think your ticket's valid. Oh, all kinds of crazy weird stuff. I had to Google phone numbers, and that started dawning on me on how good it is sometimes to have a bit of a geekiness about you. And then I just thought, well, actually, yeah, I guess I could be of some service here. If information's a problem, we can get the word out just through turning my Wi-Fi on, because obviously the train Wi-Fi is either non-existent or crap. And a couple of people were very pleased to actually get a bit of information and the telephone number of the platform at Peterborough, so they could see if any transport was put on. And then there was another woman, girl, sat on the other side of me, a student, veterinary student, I believe. She was hungry. And it just so happened that coming from the Guardian, South by Southwest Hack Day, and the masses of food that were there, and they said, please help yourself, take what you want. I'm not joking when I say I had a bin bag with some food in it, as well as my backpack. And there were kind of breakfast bars and snacks and little individually wrapped cakes and things. So I just got them out on the little fold-up tray and just was kind of glad to dish out some of this stuff, because it was much too sugary and rich for me, really. Although I have eaten an unfeasible amount of chicken with the people around me. I kept a bit for the dog when I got home, but I had a whole chicken in this bag, which I just didn't want to see go to waste, and I hope it was okay, because a lot of people tearing into this, and although I had a couple of serviettes, I could have done with about 20, but it was weird trying to turn what was a very frustrating, annoying situation into a bit of a picnic. And it really, I think, brought everybody together and everybody chilled out a bit. And that was cool. So the next kind of geeky service I found myself giving was taking all the batteries I had in my bag out and plugging people's phones in. Some people are, sorry, all this yawning. Some people are really quite trusting when you think I'm sat in front of or behind or whatever and they're handing me phones because I've got different adapters and there's a big pile of mobile phones flashing away on the little table in front of me. Thinking, oh God, how very strange. There was a woman who'd had her nose in a book pretty much the whole trip, kind of looked up and she said, it pays being a geek sometimes, doesn't it? I could see by her book that she was also into her maybe a bit of sci-fi geekiness. And yeah, it does pay to be a geek. And I think with the combination of being able to access information that people don't think to look for, even through Google on their phones, or I noticed a lot of people were saying, I don't have a data tariff, so turning on my Wi-Fi was enabling people to have better internet connection, so they could then search. It was just limited access. So the train company should really think more about this. Give people power sockets, give them an internet connection, and you may find a lot less frustration when your shoddy timetables services don't make it to the destination. At least they can contact their family and friends and maybe arrange alternative routes. I don't know how much it costs to supply a wireless connection to a train, but I know that there's a lot of people claiming refunds after just one of tonight's horrific services. I say horrific. Some people might not get back tonight. A lot of people were only an hour or so late, and it could have been a lot worse. So, anyway, that's me. Home, safe, sound, warm, tired, going to bed. Good night.